U.S. Embassy diplomat.
To the Snorton Norton Morning Circus with guest host for the week, Taylor and Moore on 97 Rock.
Nine, Buffalo's 97 Rock. It is Taylor on the left side.
And it's more on the right side for the vacationing Larry Norton. We're here all week. We're all perking here this morning, having a good time.
A little bit of thunderstorm activity or rain at least this afternoon or early evening. Highs 80 to 85 today, it's 74 degrees. Sports trivia coming along with Mark Stout.
You got prizes? Giving stuff away?
Lots of prizes.
Yeah.
Probably. Hey, I got something for you here.
It's not going to squirt water at me, is it?
It wasn't designed to. But, no, this is about Mr. Ed.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
This here in the paper this morning, if you can believe it. About 200 people milled Sunday. They milled Sunday.
What is that?
Yeah, too much flowery words. Too much flowery words, get it? They milled Sunday under a tree where Mr. Ed, the 1960s...
What? Mr. Ed?
No, I'm finishing. Oh. The 1960s television star is said to be buried. As a 5-foot-tall granite monument, he must be buried upside down, was unveiled from the farm of Danny and Darlene Snodgrass. Believe it or not, this is in the paper. This people filed.
Wait a minute, they buried him under a tree?
Why, sure.
Hey, there's nothing unusual about it.
Farmer John, you got to get some insight into this thing here.
Oh, it's true. It happens all the time. People get drawn to their pets and their livestock to such a degree that they, of course, when the thing passes on, which they do... Mm-hmm. They bury him. Mm. Matter of fact, I had a pet pigeon, and it was such a town favorite pet that when the pigeon died, they actually erected a monument to it right there in the center of town.
A monument to a pigeon? Like a statue?
Yes, it did. It attracted generals from miles around who couldn't wait to go ahead and...
Okay.
Barbara John, that's it. Here's Jolene with another 97-second news update.
A U.S. official in